following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Subway delivers yet another taste sensation. Feast your ears on the crunchy new Fido's Chicken Enchilada Melt. Tender pulled chicken, authentic enchilada sauce, melty cheese. But does it end there? No. There are Fritos corn chips right on the sub. It's crunchy. It's munchy. It even has its own catchy tune.
Too much of Fritos on my sub.
The new Fritos Chicken Enchilada Melt. It's the gotta have it crunch, and there's only one place to get it. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. With 600 stores, we're home and office printing pros, and you'll save money every time you print. Our toner cartridges cost $20 to $30 less than the superstores. $20 to $30. Cartridge World. We're home and office printing pros. Give us a call and start saving today. Find a store near you at cartridgeworld.com. That's cartridgeworld.com.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No, I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to a Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Been a jam-packed week. We'll open it up a little bit more today. Doug Duda, Jim and Langan with you on this Friday. Getting ready for the final games for some of the high school athletes. We've got district wrestling going on this weekend. Huskers, Lopers, Broncos, Storm, all involved in action. We'll talk with Robin Washit of HuskerOnline.com about Nebraska basketball, a little bit on football, see what's going on there with the already the class of 2015 that they are talking about. So we'll chat about all of those things. Heartland Hoops Classic going on, of course, with the games on our network of stations, and we can't wait to chat work. We will also catch up momentarily with Eric Behrens, the head coach at Omaha Central, as they get ready to take on Denver East at the bottom of the hour. So that's all coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're going to tell us about Richie Incognito again all day. Tired of it. What I've heard this morning hasn't told me anything new, and I don't care. I'm tired of it. Let's get to the Olympics. Let's get to the NBA All-Star Game. Let's get to things that people want to hear about. Am I wrong on this, Jimmy?
Well, I think maybe nationally at the Richie Incognito, everybody had to take sides a little bit on who they thought was the correct or incorrect in this situation. And I think, Doug, you and I talked about this real early. We knew Richie Incognito when he played college football in Nebraska and watched his demeanor on the field and kind of judged him a little bit that day that he probably was not going to be the guy that was not the intimidator in this situation, I should say. And then, you know, we knew about the golf story. So I think, Doug, we probably knew that Richie Incognito was more than 50-50 to blame on the situation. And I think we said that, but really probably didn't get into detail. So now when they come out and say, hey, Richie Incognito did some things incorrect, we're not surprised at all. We'd have been dumbfounded if we'd have found out that he did not do anything wrong.
I think, to put it bluntly, we all know he's got a screw loose.
good.
Doesn't mean, and that doesn't mean he's not a good person or a good football player. It sounds to me like his friendship circle is a pretty tight friendship circle, although supposedly him and Jonathan Martin were friends, and I guess now the report does say that it wasn't just Incognito and it wasn't just Jonathan Martin on the two sides of this deal. There were other people that were being harassed, and there were other people doing the harassing, but you know what it sounds like? It sounds like a bunch of junior high kids. That's what it sounds like. You've been in administration long enough. I mean, it just sounds like a bunch of kids that need to be put in the corner and have their hands slapped here a little bit. And now that they're adults, I guess that makes the situation a little bit more wondersome. Why adults are in that situation?
Yeah, I think the one thing though is we're finding out that the old saying, there used to be an old saying that people would come out and go, "Hey, I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to put boxing gloves on these two boys and let's go outside in the back and let them work it out." Well, that's not, let's face reality, it's 2014. That's not the way you handle things. That's not correct. Even though people, you know, if you get the right two people involved, hey, you know, it might work for those two people, but it's not going to work, and you sure can't be the one to address that and go, hey, let's do this. So it could be a little bit more important than just, hey, a little boy's locker room and, hey, junior high stuff. Seems to me that, you know, you've got some people that made some big mistakes, and the Miami Dolphins were trying to take care of it after somebody said, hey, I'm done playing football, not before he got to the point where he could say, hey, I'm done playing football. Could have been addressed. It looks like, you know, the Miami Dolphins could have addressed that, and hopefully you would have addressed it, got it cleared up. You're not going to make some people mad. That's a no-win situation. I mean, I could see it as a high school principal, and you've got to take sides on this. You know, you're going to have to give somebody so many days out of school suspension. You might suspend a kid for the whole semester. There could be a lot of things you have to do. And you think parents are going to be happy with the way you do with it? No. Do you think the players of the Miami Dolphins? No, but something needed to be done, and the Miami Dolphins were late getting it done. And this player ended up quitting the team. And that's what made it everybody saying, oh, hold it, something's got to be done now if this player actually quit the team. So he had to do it himself instead of somebody stepping in. So that's the only difference I could see of it.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the phone number if you'd like to join us on today's program. You can always tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. That's our Twitter handle, at ESPN 1460 1550. And email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The old inbox has been kind of quiet lately.